We continue our learning leading Shmas David ben Menachem Rishon Chaim Yaakov and Birchos Eliyahu. We are in Maaser Sheni, the last Mishnah, Perakei Mishnah Tezvav. We're going to speak about Yochanan Kohen Gadol's Takana. Yochanan ben Kohen Gadol he'evir hodayas ha'maaser. He got rid of, he abolished the Vidui Maaser. Why did he abolish the Vidui Maaser? Because we can no longer say the phrase V'gam nisativ le'levi, I gave the Maaser Rishon to the Levi. Nor can I say kechol mitzvah secha asher tzivisani. Why couldn't we say that? Because Ezra, after the building of the second Beis HaMikdash, and he came up during that time, so Levim did not return with him. So Ezra made a decree that, and he penalized them. They gave a knas, Gemara Yevam Asnaf Peivav, that they could no longer be given Maaser Rishon. Maaser Rishon would now be given to the Kohanim, but the Levim didn't come up, they're not getting Maaser Rishon anymore. Now, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, we know, we may remember Matisyo ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol, this was Matisyo's father, and he lived at the time, at the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, and he said, at this point, Ezra made this takana, so how could I say, I've done what Hashem wants me to do, Midoraisa, the Levim are supposed to get Maaser Rishon, and I have to say this Tevila Levi, and I can't. Now, you may remember we discussed the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Midoraisa, are we allowed to give to the Maaser Rishon to the Kohanim as well as Levim? So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was of the opinion that Maaser Rishon can be given even to Midoraisa, even to Kohanim. Rabbi Akiva says, no, they give him to the Levim. So the takana was, we give him to the Kohanim. About Midoraisa, we give him to the Levim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no, the Pasuk says Levim. Levim, and he refers to Shevet Levi, and that includes Kohanim as well. So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we have to understand we can ask the following question. If Kohanim Midoraisa are entitled to Maaser Rishon, why can we say Vidui Maaser? We're still giving it to the Kohanim now. So the answer must be that, as the Mefarshim explained, since they gave their Maaser Rishon to Kohanim exclusively in Levium, now could not have a share in it. So you can't say the Gam Nisativ La Levi, I gave it to all of Shevet Levi, nor could I say Kechol Mitzvah Secha Asher Tzvisani. But realizing, of course, that Ezra's Takana is different depending on how you hold, whether you hold like Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. According to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Midoraisa Maaser Rishon is only given to Levim, so Ezra's Takana was, it can be given to Kohanim now, and Levim are deprived. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Kohanim are already entitled to the Maaser Rishon. Must be that Ezra's Takana was, now it's only given to the Kohanim and not to Levim at all. What else did Yochanan Kohen Gadol do? Afu Bitel Es HaMa'orim. He also abolished the Ma'orim, the people who awaken people. What does that mean? So this is a reference to the phrase Ura Lama Sishan, a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Mem Dalid, where the Levim would stand on the bima, on the duchon, and they would cry out that phrase, Hashem, why are you sleeping? So Yochanan Kohen Gadol says that's not proper. Hinei lo yonav lo yishon shemes, Hashem doesn't sleep, so it's not proper. Now, it is true that there is some truth to that. When we say Lama Sishan Hashem, that's a reference to when the Jewish people are suffering and the nations of the world are prospering. So we say it's like Hashem is sleeping. So it's like Hashem is ignoring us. Nonetheless, he felt it was not appropriate to say that phrase, so we got rid of the Me'orer, meaning the people, the Levim, who would call out Ura Lama Sishan Hashem. Vesanokfim, what else did he abolish? The Nokfim. What are the Nokfim? So one explanation is that the people, the Shochtim in the Beis HaMikdash, in order to make it easier to shech the animal, would first cut the egel, the calf they were slaughtering, between its horns, and that way it would bleed and the blood would go into their eyes, and it was easier to shech them because it was very confused. Maybe it was it blinded the animal so it wasn't steady, they could throw it to the ground. Either way, it was easier to shech. Then Yochanan Gadol says, not a good idea. Why? It looks like you're making a mum in the animal. People may think that this is a real mum, that I'm allowed to make a mum in the animal, and therefore, or put it on the Mizbeach, and therefore these are, this is not permitted, and he got rid of the Nokfin people who would do so, that we shouldn't allow this anyway, but people were doing this, and he made sure that they would abolish such people. Now, the Gemara also says that Yochanan instead made it easier to shecht by having tabos. There were 24 rings in the northern part of the azara of the mizbeach. So it was easier to lock the animal in and shecht it that way. What else? Up until his day, a hammer literally would bang Yerushalayim. This refers to the blacksmiths in Yerushalayim who were working on Chol HaMoed because of Davar Aved. It would be a potential financial loss if they didn't work, which is allowed on generally on Chol HaMoed. But because the banging of the hammers was so loud, it caused a zilzul, disgrace of the Moed itself. So he says he had to get rid of, they would have to stop working in Yerushalayim on Chol HaMoed. Uviyamav, Ein Adam Tarech Lishol Al Admai. And in his day, no one had to ask about Tamai. Now, this is somewhat complicated. We'll give a simple explanation for what this means. We know in general, if I buy produce from an Amoretz, I have to be concerned that Truma, we know that they did separate because they knew they would be Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim if it didn't separate that. But Maestros, they weren't so careful. Maybe majority were separating from Maestros. And he recognized that. Al P. Rove, maybe I wouldn't have to worry. But what happened was like this. What do you mean I don't have to ask on Demai? A person would no longer have to ask. Generally, a person would ask when I'm buying from my friend, is this Demai? Meaning I'm buying from another Jew. And I say, listen, this is Demai. Did you buy this from an Amoretz? Do I have to worry about that? Maybe Masos weren't separated. Yochanan Kondel says, no, if I buy produce that are Demai, I don't have to worry. Why? Because the only things I have to separate are Truos Maser and Maser Sheni, Maser Rishon and Maser Ani. Very simple. Why? Because Maser Rishon and Maser Ani, a person can eat officially himself. Person, there's nothing really wrong with eating. There's nothing usher about it. Maser Rishon, what should you do? Korei Lohem Shame. Call it Maser Rishon, call it Maser Ani, separate them. I don't have to give it to the Levi and to the Ani. Why? Hamotzi Mechavel Avaraya. You bring a proof that Maser Ani and Maser Sheni weren't already separated by the owner of the produce, and then you prove that, then I'll give it to you. Of course, they can't prove that, so therefore, he, the buyer, is entitled to the Maser Ani, Maser Rishon. All he has to do is designate it, call it out, and he's able to eat it. Of course, the Trumas Maser, he separates out and he doesn't eat that at all. And Maser Sheni, he can bring to Yerushalayim, so there's no need to ask anyone about Demai. This is what you do. Separate Trumas Maser, the Maser Rishon, you're able to separate Maser Rishon first, then separate Trumas Maser from that. Maser Rishon, you're able to eat yourself. Maser Sheni, Yerushalayim, and then Shalom Al Yisrael, you're all good. This Mazel Tov on the conclusion of Maser Sheni. We begin Maseches Challah. Maseches Challah needs somewhat of an introduction. Challah, the Torah says in Sefer Bamidbar, we have an obligation. Bevoachem el Eretz, when we come to Eretz Israel, v'haya abachalchem yilechem Eretz, when we eat the bread of the land. Torimi Truma Lashem. Challah is a form of truma. It's one of the five trumos. Reishis arisosechem Challah Torimu Truma. As the Torah says, "Ed Berishis Arisosechem," from the rachis, from the first of your dough, you're supposed to give titnu to Hashem truma. This is what we call challah, and challah only has to be separated from something that's called lechem, as we'll see in the first Mishnah, only from the five grains. Now, how much flour, how much do I need in order to be chayev? How much does the dough have to be? How much kemach, how much flour is there going to be chayev a challah? Very little, obviously not. So the halacha is that 5/4, 1 1/4 kav. Kav, we know 6 kav equal a sa'a. So 1 1/4 kav, 5/4 kav is chayav in. Chayav, which is about 2.5 liters. And that ends up being 5 lug because the kav equals 4 lug. So where do we learn that from? So it says, Reishis Arisosechem, and Arisosechem refers to the Jewish people, the dough that they had in the Midbar. How much was the dough that they had in the Midbar? That was an Omer. How much is an Omer? Omer Asiris Eifo is a tenth of an Eifa. So an Eifa is equal to 18 Kav. 18 Kav equal an Eifa. What's a tenth? What's an Asiris Eifa? What's a tenth of 18 Kav? Is 1 8/10 of a Kav. So there we have it. That is 1 8/10 of a kav is what the Isa that was chayv, that you needed to be chayv and challah, the amount of flour you needed in the midbar. Because it was the Omer was the tenth of an Eifah. An Eifah is 18 Kav. So 1 4/5 of a Kav would be the amount that you need to be Chayv and Challah. Now, that was in the Midbar. When they came to Yerushalayim, they enlarged the measures in general by a sixth. So that meant any measure that you had in the Midbar was now only 5/6 of the midah of the measure in general volume of a Yerushalmi measure. So now the tenth of an Eifah, which we had in the Midbar, was no longer 1/8 of a Kav, but is now 1.5 of a Kav. So that's what happens when you enlarge the measures. And then, once again, when they came to Tzipori, so now the Yerushalmi measure once again was enlarged by a sixth, and now we're left with I went from 1 8/10 of a kav to 1.5 kav to now 1.25 kav. And there we have it. 5/4 of a kav is the Isa, is the dough that's chayev in the mitzvah of challah. Now, how much challah do I have to separate? So, just like truma, the Torah doesn't tell us. It's not like my bias, we have a tenth truma. We don't know. We know that chita achas poteres zakri, from a Torah perspective, one little grain of wheat will exempt you from the entire pile. But nonetheless, we know when it came to truma, we have 1/40, 1/50, 1/60, approximately 2% we're supposed to give. What about challah? After all, the pasuk says, "Merishis arisosechem titunu." You have to give. It has to be something that's of some value. So the chachamim decided that you have to separate 1/24 of an isa. That's for a balabais, a nachtum, a baker who's busy selling a lot of things, and he has to make a profit. So we allow him to separate as challah only 1/48 of what he is separating. Now, what about where it says in the pasuk that challah is when you enter the land of Israel? So does that mean there's no din of challah in chutz la'aretz? So actually, it says milechem ha'aretz, and it's only when you come to Eretz Israel. So we learn from there, and when it says bevoachem el ha'aretz, bevias kolchem v'lo bevias miksaschem, that means that challah is manazeh even in the days of Ezra in Eretz Israel is only midrabbanan. Why? Because we don't have bevias kolchem. We need at least the majority of the Jewish people live in Eretz Israel. Could be once we have that, maybe not far away. The majority of the Jews of the world live in Eretz Israel, so perhaps challah will be d'oraisa in Eretz Israel. In chutz la'aretz, the chachamim were masakin to be mavish challah as well, based on the Gemara Mechoros on Daf Chav Zayin, so that we practice and we don't forget the halacha of challah. Okay, we begin challah perak aleph mishnah aleph chamisha devarim chayavim b'challah. Not a surprise. 5 grains, hachitim, vasorim, wheat and barley, vahakuspin, spelt, shubol, shual, which we usually translate as oats, but that's questionable, vahashifon, which is rye. Hare elu chayim bachala, the Mishnah says. These grains are what are chayim and challah. Obviously, we're excluding rice and other legumes, etc., not chayim and challah. And the Mishnah says also, umitztarfim, zeh, imzeh. They join one with the other, which means we said that the minimum amount of flour I'm chayav for challah, we said, is 1.25 kav of kemach. So let's say I only have 1 kav of wheat, but I have 1/4 kav of barley, and I make a dough out of that mixture. So the halacha is, they're mitztarif. They join together, and you chayav in challah because the mixture that you made together has the minimum shear that you need. So they are mitzdarif. This halacha is true when it comes to matzah and when it comes to the Isra of chametz as well. They're mitzdarif. But the Mefarshim point out, the Yushalmi says, that's only if you need them with a K, need them together. But if, let's say, they're just touching. You have a little barley dough and a little wheat dough, and they're touching, they're stuck to each other, but I didn't knead them together. So then, only if you have what we call min bimino, if they're in the same category. So, for example, we assume the Gemara Daf Lamed Hey in Psachim that kusmin, that spelt, is in the same family as a wheat. So those would be mitzdarif to give you the minimum of shir chala, even if they just stuck together and touching, even if you did not need them together. But let's say barley and wheat would not join together. We do assume that oats and rye, shibol shul and shipon, are a subcategory of barley. Now, where do we learn that these five grains are chayiv and chala? So we learn it from matzah. And when it comes to challah, it says, just like when it comes to Pesach, what's considered lechem, that which comes lidei chimutz, could potentially become chametz, could ferment. So too, when it comes to challah, only things that could ferment, and that includes only the five grains. What else do we, what other halachos apply to the five grains? The Mishnah continues, vasurin bechadash milifnei trumaso. The halacha is that these five grains, there's an Isser of Chadash. Once again, a Gzera Shava Lechem from Pesach, just like over there when it comes to the five grains, it's only that which becomes Chametz. So too, here when it says Lechem Kaliv Chamel Oso Chuluat Etzem Eyam Azeh, referring to the Isser of Chadash, eating from the new grains until you bring in the Karban Omer on the 16th of Nisan. So Lechem teaches me only the five grains are that which species that I'm not allowed to eat before the Omer, the barley carbon of the Omer is born on the 16th of Nisan. Does not apply to anything else. And what else? Umilix or umilifnei Omer. Once again, I'm not allowed to harvest these five grains before the Omer is harvested. As it says, I have a set es Omer reishis kitzirichem, that the Omer has to be the first thing that you harvest. This is learned from a gzera shavam chala. It says the word reishis arisosechem by chala. And we have reishis kitzirichem when it comes to the Omer. So just like over there when it comes to chala, it's the five grains. So too, the isser of cutting before the Omer is also applies to the five grains. In Ishrishu, Kodem Laomer. Let's say these five grains took root before the harvesting of the Omer, Haomer Matiran. Then you're allowed to cut them after the harvesting of the Omer because the Omer permits them. And that is derived, it says, Asher Tizra Basadeh, and that's a reference to the Zriyas HaOmer. So we learn from there, and it's that the Shtei Alechem, which are really the first that which I bring of from the new grain. So we learn from there, Mishosh and Nizra Venishrash Basadeh. So the Tam Asher Tizra Basadeh. So the that which is permitted, that which if something takes root before the Omer, it's the Omer that comes and permits them. Vimlav, let's say they didn't take root before the Omer, Asurim Achayavo Omer Haba, then you're not allowed to, these five grains, if they took root only after the Omer was brought, you have to wait till the next Omer, till the next 16th of Nisan, and then they are permitted.